So on page 3, the Xeroxes you have in front of you are from this Sefer, Rav Nevetzal on Shavuos. It's a fabulous Sefer. So I just want to share some ideas that he says here about Torah. Beautiful ideas. We should be inspired by the greatness and the depth of Torah. So on page 3, he talks about, you know, there's a parsha in the Torah, Avahi ben Sar Aaron. You know that parsha? It's in Baal Oscha. And in the Torah itself, what do you have? You have inverted nuns on the two sides of the parsha. Now, the Gemara quotes one opinion that this parsha of Ibn Sa'aron is considered a separate sefer in the Torah. It's a short sefer. Which means there aren't 5 chumashim, there are 7. Gracious, Shmos, Vayikra, Devarim, first part of Bamidbar, these 2 psukim, and the last part of Bamidbar. That's what the Gemara says. You understand? If you hold it's a separate sefer, so then you have 7 sfarim in the Chumash. Okay? That's what Nevetzal quotes that. Now watch this. Watch this. On page 4, in the 4th paragraph, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the source of Birchos HaTorah? So the Gemara says the source is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugoda Leilokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugoda Leilokeinu. That's that pasuk. When you call out Hashem's name, you shall give greatness to Hashem. Sounds like a bracha. So how is that pasuk the source for Birchos HaTorah? Okay, there are different ways of understanding the pasuk. So there's a world famous comment of the Nefesh HaChaim. It's also found in the Marsha, and it's based on the Ramban. If you ever learned the Ramban's Hakdama to the Chumash, the Ramban says in his Hakdama to the Chumash that the entire Torah is what? Anyone know? The entire Torah is Hashem's name in different forms. That if you knew Kabbalah and if you knew all the secrets of Torah, you could divide up all the letters of the Torah into Hashem's name. In other words, like take the first 12 letters, Hashem's name. Again, you have to know a lot. That's what the Ramban says. It's like Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. So it's like Hashem put himself into the Torah. So that's what it means. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out Hashem's name, i.e. when I learn Torah, because every time you learn Torah, you're learning Hashem's name in a sense. Got it? Because the Torah is Hashem's name. Then have a go to Lel Kenu, say a bracha first. That's the Nefesh HaChaim's pshat in that Gemara. It's a famous pshat. Okay? Good. So Nevetzal says as follows. How many Sfarim of Tanakh are there? 24. But if you hold that Bamidbar is really 3, then there are 26. That's Torah Shebichsav, 26. How many Mesechas of Mishnayos are there? 63. But Kalim is very long, and the Gemara says Mesechas Kalim is really 3 Mesechas, so 65. So 26 Torah Shebichsav, 65 Torah Shebal Peh. So Hashem has 2 names. One name is Yudke Vavke. The gematria of Yudke Vavke is 26. The other name is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Gematria is 65. He says that's a deeper pshat than what Chazal say. Call out Hashem's name, meaning when you call out Hashem's name of Yudke Vavke, meaning learning Torah Shebichsav, say a bracha first. Or Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call out Hashem's name, learning Torah Shebaal Peh, 65, say a bracha first. That's not bad. That there happen to be, quote unquote, 26 Sfarim of Torah Shebichsav, which is exactly the gematria of Hashem's name, and 65 of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is exactly the gematria of Hashem's other name, Adnus. He thinks that's a deeper pshat in this. That this pasuk is the source of Birchas HaTorah. You got it? Very exciting. It also fits that which one of those two is more kadosh? Yud Kevavke or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Yud Kevavke, that's the real name. And Aleph Dalet is how you pronounce it. So Torah Shebichsav is the Torah, and then Torah Shebaal Peh explains the Torah Shebichsav.
That's also cool.
So it also fits. Correct. Very good. Good. Anyway, that's one nice piece of Torah. Next, This I said, but I want to show it to you inside. You should see it inside. I said over in okay, look in page Aleph. No, sorry. No, page Ein Zion. Ein Zion is at the which of the pages has Ein Zion? The first page. Page one? Yeah. That's about Naseb and Ishmael. So I mentioned this already in another class, but it's good to see it inside. So here's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Kol Shemaisav Merubim Mechachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. If you have more Maisim than Chachma, the Chachma is Miskayem. What is that? So what it means is, and then it says if you have more Chachma than Maisim, the Chachma won't be Miskayem. What it means is, if you don't keep the Torah, eventually your Chachma is not going to stay. If you want to remember the Torah and be a big Talmud Chacham, you also have to do the mitzvahs too. That's the Pashkat of the Mishnah. But the words say, what do the words say? That if your Maisim is more than your Chachma, your Chachma is going to remain. How can you have more Maisim than Chachma? How is it possible? I discussed it in the other. How is it possible? How can you do more than you know? Got it? What do the words mean? Kol Shem Maisav Ruben Michachma. How is it possible? So turn the page. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who gives a great answer. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you're mekabel al atzmo lasos kol ha'dvarim asher yagidu lo, then you get schar as if you did them. That's amazing. When you're mekabel on yourself to be mekayim whatever you learn, you get schar as if you did it already. And he says that's nasa ben ishma. That's amazing. Meaning it's possible to do more than you know. If you say to yourself, I'm mekabel on myself, I learn a new halacha, I'm going to keep it, then you get schar now as if you kept it. It's amazing. And then when you actually do it, you get double schar. Then he says something amazing here. He gives a hosafa. He always does these things. He says, if you do what Rabbeinu Yonah says, you can get schar for keeping more than Kol HaTorah Kula. How is that possible? Let's say Am Yisrael is in Kabbalah on itself. You know, we'll do whatever God says. God says to fast once a year. Okay, so you know we'll fast once a year, right? Hashem says to have three nice meals on Shabbos. Good. Well, if you have nice meals on Shabbos, so you're mekabel on yourself to keep Shabbos the way Hashem says. But what if Hashem would have said to fast every Shabbos, to fast once a week for your whole life? Would we have to keep that? Yeah. Now we didn't know that he was going to say. So Neven Saul says, you get schar for anything Hashem could have said, even if he said something different than, because you wrote a blank check. It's a deep idea. So when you make a full Kabbalah, you're not even sure what you're going to see. So it could be that in the back of your mind, you had in mind an even bigger Chumrah, which wasn't what the halacha really is. But you get schar for that too. That's what he said. You get schar for that. It's amazing. He says, what if I have to fast once a week? So it's if they got even more schar. That's amazing. Okay. But then he gives the musr. Go to the next page. Page Ayin Tes. Still on page 2. He gives the musr. And he says, this only works if the nasa is followed by the nishma. That you try to learn it. And you try to know what you're supposed to do. Now the person says, Nasa v'nishma. I'm a kabbalah on myself to keep all filcha Shabbos. Just that I'm just not going to read Rabbi Yat's book for the next 25 years. When I turn 40, I'll read his book. You understand? Or, you know, his book on filcha Shabbos. He says, no, that doesn't count. Nasa v'nishma means I sincerely accept upon myself to do whatever I learn, and I try to learn what I can to know what I have to do. That's what he writes here. Imadam yomar ani mekabala atzmiu kaimas masha alame. He's going to close the Gemara not to learn. Ain't that klum? That doesn't count. Nasav nishma means I'm mekabel myself to do whatever I learn, and then I go try and I learn it afterwards. You got it? So that's the musar at the end of this yisod, but it's a beautiful yisod, and this is what Shavuos is about. Nasav nishma. We don't know everything. I'm mekabel ourselves to do whatever we learn. Okay. And finally, another beautiful idea. Oh, and this fits with what I just spoke about in the previous class. about Shavuos. I'll say it briefly. Okay. So this is on page 5 and 6 in the booklet in front of you. So there's a famous Gemara, it's here at the bottom left of page 5, that when it comes to Shavuos, Boi Nami Lachem, that means, how do you celebrate Yom Tov on Pesach and Sukkot? We pass, and you always have to eat and drink a lot on every Yom Tov. Judaism is a good religion, wonderful religion. But one Tana holds, you're allowed to not eat, you're allowed to basically fast or have a small sandwich on Yom Tov. On Pesach and Sukkot, you have to have a big meal. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. That's what Rabbi Eliezer explains. That on Shavuos you must have a big meal. Why? Because it's Yom Matan Torah. Meaning, even if you hold that you're allowed to get by without a big meal on Pesach and Sukkot, you must have a big meal, the Ma'achav Mishta, on Shavuot. Why? Because it's Yom Matan Torah. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now, why? Why do you have to have a big meal on Yom Tov, on Shavuot? It's Yom Matan Torah. You would have felt the opposite. So the simple answer, what the Rebbe Mitzvah always says, is to show you're happy. People who are stressed out don't enjoy big meals. People that are happy, they enjoy a big meal. Geshmak, I enjoy this. So you want to show you're happy. I got the Torah today. I'm happy. And that's why you eat and drink B'yom Matan Torah. Rabbeinu David, one of the Mefarshim on Pesachim, says that. You with me so far? Good. So the Gemara says there in Pesachim, Adaf Samaches, that there was an Amora. Marbrei de Ravina would eat 3 days a year. He'd eat at night. He'd only eat 3 days a year. Anyone know what they were? 3 days a year he would eat? Shus. Erev Yom Kippur. Purim. Good. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara goes on and it says also Shabbos. This is one of the Amorim. Marbrei de Ravina. Shabbos was a discussion. So there are four special days he only ate at night. 4 days a year, Shavuos, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Trust me, if we would keep this diet, we wouldn't be gaining weight, okay? What? No. This was his thing. I mean, I guess he wanted to, you know, not be so involved in Olam Hazeh. So he went through, he only ate at night, you know. Now, why these days? Rav Nemitzel says of Pshat, Home Ram Pshat. He says, what's the common denominator of Shavuos, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur? Days of Matan Torah. Shavuos is Yom Matan Torah. Purim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kimu V'Kiblu, we rededicated ourselves to the Torah on Purim. So Purim becomes a day of Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's why you eat and drink. I mentioned in the other class, the Ramah says in the Darkei Moshe that the reason why we eat and drink on Purim is because it's a Yom Matan Torah, like Shavuos. The Ksav Sofer also says that in his writings, his Perush on the Chumash, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And Yom Kippur is also what? A day of Matan Torah. How so? That's when the Luchos came down. The Gemara says Yom Kippur is a happy day because it's the Yom Matan Torah. Now, obviously, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. So some of the Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur was, Hashem took the mitzvah of Simcha from Yom Kippur. Simcha normally is with eating and drinking, which you can't do on Yom Kippur, so you bump it forwards, and you have the Simchas Yom Tov meal on Erev Yom Kippur. So it comes out, this is amazing, that idea of eating and drinking Bizman Matan Torah, that was Marbrei de Ravina's whole life. That was like, you know, that was his guideline. He only eats on days of Matan Torah. This is where Rav Nevinsal like always adds a little just to make everything perfect. And what about Shabbos? Because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So Shabbos also has a direct connection with Matan Torah. It's amazing. That's what he writes here, Luch on the sixth page. He says, Shabbos Kol Modim, because Shabbos is in the Torah. And he says, that's why on Shabbos we say, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chalko, u'shnei chofetz and rehoru biyado. We emphasize, Matan Torah Shach mahusa liyom HaShabbos. In other words, Just think about this. When we say our davening, we mention that Moshe brought down the luchos on Shabbos. So you see that Matan Torah, in its essence, links up to Shabbos. You emphasize that as part of your Shabbos davening. Oh, so you see in the Gemara that it's not stam. Oh yeah, we eat and drink with Matan Torah. Mar Breid Arvi was his whole life. He only ate on the days of Matan Torah. And I explained, Rav Nemetzal explains, I quote him, to show that we're happy. And this is a good thing to think about getting ready for Shavuos. I'm happy to get the Torah. I'm happy on the day of Matan Torah. Matan Torah changed my whole life. I get a chance through Matan Torah to have Ruchnis in my life, connection with Hashem in my life, to get Olam Haba in my life. Because of the Torah, I can worry about the questions we discussed the first 20 minutes of class. Thinking about those questions, that's Ruchnis. Yes, no, this value, that value, these are the issues we're discussing. You with me? We're not discussing, oh, the best way that my kid can go to school and I'll have free time to go on vacation whenever I want to, and, you know what I'm saying? The best way to raise kids, religious, solid learning, and, you know, the achdus, whatever. The Torah guides us with a little clarity what to do, what's right, the right way to think. To be this narrow, broader, but there's a light of Torah on how to go through the world and try to lead a successful religious life and have some connection with Hashem and not get lost in the total craziness of what's out there, what people consider moral and normal. So when you eat cheesecake on Shavuos, I'm happy I got the Torah today. The greatest gift, it gives my life meaning. Olam Haba, connection with Hashem. Simcha, everything. Got it? So that's Mar Breid Rabbeinu. Okay, we'll stop here.